You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning. Are you Elena or Alana?
Alana.
Alana. I was 0 for 2.
Option 3.
It was option number 3. Hey, Alana, welcome to the show. It sounds like we might be on a speakerphone or Bluetooth. Can you get us off that, please?
I think I had you off. Hold on, let me fix that.
Yeah, fix that for us.
Yeah, it's a little better.
There we go. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Is that better?
No, put it back on Bluetooth.
No. So, Alana, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I did go up to Breckenridge with my daughter for the end of spring break, so that was fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty up there. Kind of muddy.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was warm. So, yeah. End of the season.
Yeah, it is.
Very crowded.
Oh, boy. It's hard to hear you.
Are you telling me, honestly, that you took us off your Bluetooth or speakerphone? Because I swear you are on that.
Okay, let me try again, I think.
Oh, boy.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay. Sorry about that. Woo.
Oh, that's all right. It's part of our life. You know, we spend about a third of our time on the show asking people to get off their speakerphone or Bluetooth.
It's just hard to hear you, you know.
You know, it's just so that everyone listening can hear what you're saying. So,
okay, good.
Okay, I'm glad you had fun in the mountains. Let's play some Rattle Off. You know how this works, don't you?
My daughter had a lesson. I haven't skied for a while.
No, not skiing. You know how to play the game. Oh, this is bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I listen to you guys a lot.
Okay. Dom, you should probably explain it, though, for people that just
I'm going to
in.
Explain it for Alana, and I'm going to explain
just
it for everyone who's listening.
Just in case.
Here's how the game works. We will give you, Alana, a category, and then you will have only 10 seconds when we say ready and go. When we say that, you'll have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You can do this. 10 seconds. These can be real, fictional, animated, historical, current. I don't care. As long as we've heard of them, we need 5 famous Pete's or Peters. Pete or Peter. 5 of them. Ready and go.
Pete the Magic Dragon. St. Peter's, does that count?
Yes.
I know some
pizza
actors.
I think you were thinking of
Pete's.
I think
dragon.
You were thinking of Puff the Magic
it's
Dragon.
It's Pete's dragon, though. Pete.
Oh, and
the
then there was Pete's dragon.
Pete's dragon.
That's right.
Yeah.
The movie. That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Peter Rabbit. Pete Davidson. Peter the Great.
Peter O'Toole.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Oh darn it!
Alana, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next up is Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Highlight of your weekend. What do you think?
I was in Florida, so the highlight of my weekend was being in the ocean.
Oh, nice. Sounds nice.
Did you go for a vacation? Did you go to see family? Did you go for work? What took you to Florida?
I went for a conference. And had some beach time, so it was a win-win.
That's great. Yeah.
Excellent.
Ran out
Jeremy had a story last week. I was trying to tell Gretchen why I will never move to Florida. Jeremy had a story last week about they were doing like an open house or something for a house that was for sale. And people came walking in, and there was an 11-foot alligator just sitting in the house.
Just hanging out, waiting for the open house.
I don't.
Good old Florida.
I don't think I could handle living in a place where alligators just walk into your house.
They just wander in.
I don't want that.
I don't think so either. I had a lizard walk over my foot like a squirrel, and I'm just not about that.
Ooh, that's creepy, huh? You little tiny lizard. Yeah.
Now, I will say where I live now, I've got a whole bunch of lizards, and they are the cutest damn things you've ever seen. But
well, you can keep them, Dom.
Until you wake up and they're in bed with you.
I keep them. They're mine. They're all mine. What kind of conference? What do you do for a living?
I am an addictions case manager, so I went to the American Society of Addiction Medicine conference.
Wow. I'll be darned. That's interesting.
That sounds very important.
Do you specialize in any particular addiction or just anything?
Substances specifically, but as far as the substance goes, nothing we do everything.
You do a little bit of everything.
Yep.
Good for you. You're a good human.
Yeah.
Thanks. You don't even know me.
I feel like I do. I feel like
we
you're
do
a good
now.
Human.
We know you now.
You're
Morgan.
Helping people out, and you're peeing in the ocean. Good for you.
Hey, listen. If you spend your mornings with your boys in the morning, you're a good person,
yeah,
Morgan.
You're a good human.
So just
good to know.
Good to know. Let's play. You know, in all the years that we have told people that they're a good human,
say thank
you're
you.
The first. You're the first person who's ever pushed back and said, "You don't even know me."
Yeah, good to know. Thanks.
Which I guess, in a way, says a lot about you, Morgan, doesn't it?
I guess it does.
She is the addiction therapist who can't take a compliment.
That's right.
So. good for you. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. We need five different activities that you might label a daredevil activity. Five daredevil things that you can do. Ready? And go.
Freediving, surfboarding, bungee jumping, wakeboarding.
Time is up! No! Skydiving would have been...
Right.
Skydiving, cliff diving.
Those are two biggies.
Two biggies.
Oh,
you got four.
You got four, Morgan. You missed it. Darn it.
Mm. Well, I'll try again next time.
Well, we'll be here. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Goodbye. There she goes.
Okay. Here comes Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Do you do any daredevil activities, Nicole?
No.
Nope.
Nothing.
You're pretty laid back.
No, thank you. I was that person who, I'd say early to mid-20s, I wanted to do all of those things. I'm not saying I did all of them, but it was like, I was gung-ho. I was like, yeah, you want to go skydiving? All right, let's go skydiving. I mean, and now, forget about it.
Yeah, not a chance. My neighbor's trying to get me to go skydiving with him. I was like, no.
You probably should, though.
No, I don't like heights at all. We work on the 12th floor of a building, and I'm freaked out. So, what were you going to say, Nicole?
I went parasailing once in Mexico, and I was done.
Yeah, I've seen too many YouTube videos where those things break off, and
yeah.
You're gone.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, it's good. No,
I got
thanks.
A dad joke for you, Nicole. You want the dad joke?
Sure.
What's it called when your chute doesn't open? Jumping to a conclusion.
Oh,
there you go.
You ready to play Rattle Off?
Get it?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
She's ready. Yes, she got it, and yes, she'd rather just play the game. 10 seconds. Five foods that traditionally are served or made with olives. Five foods that come with olives. Ready and go.
Stuffed olives. A Mediterranean salad, a martini.
Oh no!
Sketty, where's the sketty?
Spaghetti, burritos,
tostadas,
tostadas,
nachos,
tacos, nachos,
nachos, Nicole.
It's not my day.
No,
oh, well,
but I liked your martini. I definitely would have counted that one. So. Listen, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Come on, you guys. These are
we need
easy.
A winner.
These are easy.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hello.
The highlight of your weekend.
Highlight of my weekend was putting up solar lights with my son.
Solar lights, huh?
Solar
yeah,
lights?
Yeah, all around,
all around.
The house and driveway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That probably looks good at night.
It does.
Huh.
Okay.
You didn't do anything else that was exciting?
Well, we ordered pizza, too.
Okay.
Jeremy, it doesn't sound as good as yours was.
It was really good, the candied bacon. What was on yours?
Well, we just had pepperoni and extra cheese, and then my son got another one with his hamburger or something on it. I don't know.
Hamburger? Does he eat a whole pizza by himself?
Pretty much. He's 14.
Oh, yeah. He's at that age. I remember that age where you could, you know, just eat an entire large pizza and not even blink an eye, you know?
You're right.
Right?
Hey, speaking of which, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this, Jeremy. I've got a pro tip for you. You
What's
remember
that?
How you and I were both upset because Costco stopped selling those chocolate cakes?
Mm-hmm.
When we were leaving our dinner yesterday, Gretch pointed across the street. She goes, look, there's a Sprouts. You got to go over there. I go, why? She goes, because they've got that chocolate cake that I love.
What?
So I went across the street, Melissa. She ran in, was back out. I swear it was less than 90 seconds. And it's this round, it's like a Bundt cake thing,
yeah.
But it's chocolate on chocolate.
Tastes the same.
And it's not as good as that Costco masterpiece.
But up there.
But it's got the chocolate drizzle all over it.
I
think it has chocolate chips in
it
or something.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I'd eat that under a solar light.
My son just made me buy him chocolate donuts and chocolate cupcakes as well. So
your son sounds bossy. God.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he is.
Smoke him if you got him, Melissa. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Okay, but you got to give me 5 seconds before you start my 10 seconds.
No, that's not
Says
how
who?
This works.
Says who?
Come on. You got to give me a minute to let my brain adjust.
No, you got to be quick on your feet.
There are no special Melissa rules.
Mm-mm.
I mean.
Oh, there has to be a special Melissa rule. Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
All right. So you want 15 seconds, essentially.
Sadly for you, that's not how we are. And you called our show. So.
We're going to start the timer even earlier now. You're only going to get 8 seconds.
In fact, I'm going to start the timer before I even tell you what the category is.
Don't even tell
Ready?
Her.
And go.
Oh.
All right. What is it?
Oh.
I'm ready.
Oh. Almost there. Oh,
Time
you,
is up.
You lost.
Time is up.
Darn it.
10 seconds, Melissa. 10 seconds. We need five things that people lie about. Five different things that
people lie.
No.
Five
lie
things.
Don't.
Melissa, listen to me. Five things that people lie about.
No help.
Ready and go.
Cheating, stealing, homework, animals, what they take care of, and.
Time is up.
No!
Animals.
Animals. Yeah, I'd say you got 3.5.
I'm taking care of animals.
What?
Yeah, well, listen, I gave you 6.
No, you gave us
no,
4,
no,
and the fourth one was crappy.
You gave us like 3.5. 4 maybe
four
with the
was
animal
crappy.
One.
Yeah.
No, my kids always lie about when they take care of the animals.
Yeah?
Well, then, okay, we'll give that one to you. So there's 4.
Yeah, you didn't get 5.
Don't be mad.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
I'm
Josh,
worried about what she's going to say.
Yeah, it's.
Four.
I got to be
Josh
careful.
Josh was counting too. He said 4.
4. Josh, talk to Melissa. Melissa, thank you. We love you. We love you.
You got to be careful, though, Melissa.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Animals. Animals.
Animals. They lie about animals.
Yeah, I rode in a kangaroo's pouch before.
That's a lie.
You're a liar.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't think we were harsh with Melissa,
no.
Do you?
No, I think very fair.
Yeah, she had all the time in the world.
We were beyond fair. So what was the highlight of your weekend?
I think taking my son to the park.
You were excited to be at the park or your son?
Well,
you're all swings.
Where it's cute and fun to play at the park. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's
He's
fair.
Not
Whatever.
Done the Daredevil activities yet?
Yeah.
Have you done any Daredevil activities?
No.
Nothing.
No. I mean, I think the closest is probably skiing. So.
Yeah. You
can, yeah, you know, I don't think we can count that as Daredevil.
You've never like walked across hot coals, lava, or anything?
No.
No.
Nope. Not yet.
All right.
That's a good way to put it, Alex. The your life is still young, right? There's plenty of time.
Exactly.
I get the feeling you won't ever do any of those activities, though.
Never say never.
Okay, fair enough. Probably not. What do you do for a living?
I work at a library.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Very good.
Yeah, I work the front desk.
Well, that's good.
Quiet,
well, I have a library
job.
Card in my wallet right now, so I'm a big fan. Jeremy and his wife take their kids to the library all the time.
Yeah.
So
I go there.
You got big,
I go there
big
and be loud.
Fans
though.
Here.
I'm really loud when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd be surprised at how many people are.
Where are the history books? They hate that.
Yep.
Listen, we are about 5-6 minutes over time here. Uh-oh. So we're so late that we are going to get yelled at. So
okay, well, let's do it then.
Don't screw this up. We need a winner.
I'll just give you the same one, and let's see how you do. 5 things you might lie about. 5 different things you might lie about. Ready? And go.
Cheating, stealing, running late. Doing your homework and walking the dog.
Yeah, I walk the dog.
Yeah,
you could, I guess.
It's, hey, look, who was the last one? Melissa sold us on the fact that you can lie about taking care of a pet.
All the time, I guess.
Yep.
She sold it, so therefore you're a winner!
Good job, you big liar.
All right, librarian, you will please stand by. Josh wants to come back and tell you about your prize. Okay, Alex?
All right. Thank you so much.
See you later.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to your Boys in the Morning. That was fun today.
That was good.
Everyone had fun. I don't think Melissa had fun.
Except Melissa.
Except Melissa. But everybody else had fun.